Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
When it comes to retirement finances, the main goal is to provide yourself with the wealth and income needed throughout your entire retirement journey. But when it comes to what matters, many people say that their loved ones and their family values are what drive them in life. So for some, the idea of optimizing your own finances can seem like a separate issue, but that's far from the truth. Let's talk about the components and how you can get your kids involved and the types of things that you should be talking about. Does your family have emergency funds? Have you discussed this with your children? You know, if your family's emergency fund is lacking, it may fall upon you to foot the bill in case there is a sudden expense, such as an injury or a loss of job. Unexpected expenses can absolutely set your financial plans back. And if you aren't prepared, you then have to derail the rest of your planning. You may have to sell assets or withdraw early from a retirement account and incurring more taxes and fees. So what the emergency fund allows for us is to be able to be more effective with all of the other things we do in our financial plan, because we have funds for unexpected things and large purchases where we don't have to derail our long-term planning. Are you making sure to address debt? You know, paying off debt can take up wallet share from saving for an emergency fund for retirement, college for your kids, or other important life investments, and debt can build up, whether it's credit card debt, mortgages, or student loans, and paying that debt off can become quite a large expense. Prioritizing debt payments can be a great way to chip away at it, but I think ultimately teaching your kids about debt and debt management is critically important. You know, we really, really don't want to borrow money to spend money on things that aren't investments, that cannot increase in value. Now, the one exception that some people have to do, especially early in their life, is car debt. You know, a car is not an investment because it depreciates in value. A house, our home, is an investment to a degree because it can increase in value. We don't expect it to depreciate. But a car, we know it's going to go down in value. And the cost of debt is getting much more expensive now. So it's not what is close to free money anymore with rising interest rates. So helping our kids understand debt and debt management and not get into debt too badly in the first place is so critically important. And then what are your family's financial habits? If they're lacking in one area or another, you may find yourself having to provide for them at points in which you did not expect to, which could set your plans back. Now, if you're doing retirement right, you may be thinking about leaving something behind for your kids. And if they aren't included in your overall plan and financial practices, then they might make costly mistakes that you could have helped them avoid. So teaching your next kin proper financial practices and making sure that they are involved in the savings and wealth management process can really help. And even small things can go a long way. You know, sharing general advice about how best to save for retirement, what you've learned in the process, what you've learned about the importance of debt management, and then even introducing them to your financial advisor. So getting your kids involved, teaching them core concepts about money, and helping them with a game plan, not only now, but so they're better equipped to deal with their inheritance, which really should be your legacy when you pass away.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.